Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you guys have a pitch count that ideally you would, he would be at before you guys, you know, okay, he's on the radar right now, or number of innings?
No, and, you know, if we did, we probably wouldn't share it publicly. It was going to be need to be higher than 45 or wherever he was, a couple weeks ago. So he's starting to build now. He's starting to get closer to that range, and we'll continue to work with him and, just kind of assess where he is and give him feedback and listen to him and, how he's doing with it, and we'll see what happens.
Here's the set and a 1-2. Cruz runs, a swing and a miss. He struck him out with Cruz running. McCutchen strikes out, and the Brewers win a game in this series now. It's 2-1 in favor of the Pirates after their 3-2 win tonight.
I'm there now, Doran. We're going to get full on into the draft. It's going to be a draft show, but we'll start with the Buccos here. I think it's time. Paul Skene's time. Let's go. Those two things in conjunction with one another made me say, let's just go ahead and do the thing now. And by those two things, I mean Paul Skene's pitches yesterday into the fifth inning. The pitch count gets up into the 70s, so that's a step in the right direction. He did give up his first earned run, so that ERA is like 0.37 or something like that. But he struck out a bunch of guys again. You heard Ben Cherington there, asked, what's it going to take to get him to the big league level? He was mum. They're going to be careful with him. But then you watched the Pirates game last night, and it's a bullpen game. It's Fleming. It's Ortiz. It's Roansy Contreras. And if you're going to do that, just bring Skene's up and do the six-man rotation.
Basically, well, I was just about to ask you. Like, our bullpen games, is that a normal thing in Major League Baseball?
We've really, and I'm sure I'm going to get corrected on the text line at 412-928-9370, we've really only seen one team have a lot of success with it, and that's the Tampa Bay Rays.
The Rays, right.
A lot of teams have done it here and there. Some teams more success than others. The Rays are kind of the poster children for it. It's not my favorite. And I think they did it because the Pirates are, I think, third or fourth, weirdly, in Major League Baseball in innings pitched by starters. And so I do think they're trying to give those guys a rest. I think they wanted to give Quinn Priester one more day to work on things, maybe two more days to work on things. We'll see when he is scheduled to pitch. And if you're going to give him an extra day of rest, if you're going to give everyone an extra day of rest, and you're going to wind up taxing the bullpen, I would rather just call Paul Skene's up, let him pitch 70 pitches, build him up in the major leagues. He's going to have an innings limit either way. Let those innings now be at the big league level. I'm ready. Let's go. Come on.
Yeah, I just feel like that whenever you have to have bullpen games, you kind of have to do it. And you're kind of beating around the bush of maybe an issue. Like, to me, it wouldn't be – it's not a, like a staple. And like you just said, with the Tampa Bay Rays, like that's their staple. That's the way they approach. But I feel like whenever, and I'm not privy to it, that's why I asked the question, but I feel like if you hear bullpen game, it's like, okay, we're dancing around an issue that, you know, it's kind of putting tape over a hole.
Yes.
And it's like, okay, well, that's very evident that you're trying to do that right now, but you have the drywall to fix the hole, and you're just not ready to put it in place yet.
Right. Sometimes you got to just put the drywall up, and you know it's going to take you 4 or 5 hours. It's going to be a miserable process, but you just freaking do it
right.
Instead of getting out the, spackle?
Yes, spackle.
That's what they did yesterday. They spackled.
Yeah.
And here's the way I see it, man. If you're going to throw a bullpen game in there, I don't know that they'd do it the next turnaround or the next turnaround or the next turnaround, but you would imagine they'll do it again. Why not have Paul Skenes come up? He's passed that service time threshold, which is different than Super 2, but he has passed that service time threshold. Unless he's top two in NL Rookie of the Year voting, you're going to have an extra year of control basically for free now if you call him up and have him on the 26-man roster. Let him come up. He just pitched 70. He just threw 70 pitches. Time before that, it was into the 60s. They have slowly worked him up. That tells you that maybe next time out, they'll let him go into the 80s. Why can't you call Skenes up, have him be that guy in what would be your quote-unquote bullpen game? He'll go 4 or 5 innings, and then you go Fleming, or you go 4 or 5 innings, and then you go Ortiz, even though he's not been good. You go 4 or 5 innings, and then you go Roansy Contreras. If you're already going to tax the bullpen for a day, start that off with Skenes, build his pitch count up. If it's going to be 80 next time, then it could be 85 the time after that. Then it could be 90, 95. And now all of a sudden, he's just a member of your rotation, and you're not worried about taxing the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
It makes too much sense. He shoved again yesterday. You lost a game that you were facing Bryce Wilson in. We saw his time here in Pittsburgh. He's no good. You can't score runs, which is another big problem, which we'll get to in a moment here. But if you needed to bump everyone down a day, just bring Skenes up as part of that bullpen game and let him work on the stuff here at the major league level. At this point, man, I don't know why they don't do it.
And before, you know, Zangrilli and Starkey and Zeiss, before they all lost their minds, I think Zangrilli did say that he expects him to be up May 10th, which would make sense. It's 2 weeks from now. I think that that's whenever we'll see him. I think they're going to give it 2 more weeks and he will be up. But I agree with you. I mean, why waste that whenever you have a guy that was pitching basically on the same day?
Right.
And he could have just did it up at major league level.
Yeah.
Like I don't like.
And I do understand when Charrington in his media availability yesterday did say there are things he's working on. Like, they do want him to be more efficient. Actually, the fastball velocity was slightly down yesterday.
Right.
Where he wasn't hitting triple digits as routinely.
But he was working on a different pitch.
He was working on some other stuff, yeah. And I am wondering if, I don't know that people are going to like to hear this. I'm wondering if the directive was just take a little off to maybe be more efficient. Because you're still going to see these AAA hitters. They're probably not going to barrel up 98, 99.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they'll put more balls in play and they'll do so right at defenders and you'll be able to pitch through more innings at that pitch count.
Or this could be a tapering period. You know what a tapering means for athletes?
I know what a tapeworm is.
Tapering is like whenever, okay, so you're training hard. So say you're training for the combine, you're running, you're doing all the lifts, and then it's about 2 weeks out, a week out, and then days out from like the combine, you taper down. So you taper everything back.
Mm.
So your body, whenever you do have to perform at the highest, is ready to go, and you're not training at the highest. You're kind of tapering back what your training is to get primed and ready to hit the ground running whenever you really have to do it. So maybe I'm just throwing this out there. Maybe this is them tapering him back for whenever he does come up, he can be ready.
Is that the same thing as like a reload week, like where you're doing your progressive overload as you're lifting and you're putting more and more weight on, doing more and more reps, you're trying to build muscle, and then for a week or so, you do dial it back a little bit just
right,
to give your body that rest, and then you get back into it.
Yes, you dial
See,
it back.
I'm a real man.
Especially if you have like a competition a competition that you have to go perform for. You taper back and
like a marathon.
Yes.
You
like you wouldn't run a marathon. How many miles is a marathon?
26.2. Like
you wouldn't do that if you have a marathon on Saturday. You wouldn't do that on Thursday.
Yeah.
You would taper back and maybe run like 5 miles.
Yeah.
And then bang, you hit the ground running. Maybe that's what we're seeing right now.
I would hope it's that, not arm fatigue, and I would imagine it's not arm fatigue. They babied him in spring training. They have babied him. They've treated him with kid gloves in AAA. I'm guessing there's no arm fatigue there. I'm wondering if it was just a thoughtful thing.
Yeah.
And that makes sense to me. He can do that up here. And this isn't about face for me. As recently as last week, his last start, I said, yeah, he needs to be more efficient, and you are trying to build him up. I buy into the plan, but it's their decision to go with the bullpen game at the major league level that really changed my mind here. Because my whole deal on not wanting to get Skeens up here ASAP was because, yeah, I believed in their plan of bringing him along slowly, but also I didn't want to tax the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want him coming up here and only being able to pitch 3 innings, something that Starkey had suggested before. Yeah, let him do the 3 innings here. Well, you're going to kill your bullpen. Well, you've already done that.
Did it yesterday.
You're already doing that. Yeah. So why not just have Skeens be the guy to start the game? I hope he did his media tour. He was on with the PM team. It was a really good interview. He went on with Pat McAfee in Indianapolis. I'm smelling that he's going to be up here soon.
Mm-hmm.
Zangrilli's not a hot take guy.
Nope.
He's saying May 10th. That would mean, what, one more doing math here? Probably one more AAA start?
One more.
And then you get one up here at the big league level?
Yep, on that Friday at home.
I can be okay with that. And I'm okay with the six-man rotation, too. Am I enamored with Quinn Priester? Absolutely not. He doesn't throw hard enough. And we heard his velocity was up. Maybe if he's going on 5 days rest, he does throw a little bit harder. Maybe it aids everyone in their rotation. We saw Keller fall apart a little bit at the end of last year because he pitched more big league innings than he ever pitched. I can buy into maybe your guys are more effective if they all get a little extra rest. So bring Paul Skeens up. Agree? Disagree? Comments? Concerns? 412-928-9370. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It is 6:11. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Real quick before we dive headfirst into the NFL draft, while I want Skeens up here, I think it's time to send Henry Davis down, man. And I never thought that I'd be saying that. I didn't want him to start the year in AAA. We had big time debate and conversation about that in the offseason when it became obvious that they had that in their minds as a possibility. He's hitting 180.
Yeah.
He is absolutely putrid at the plate.
What's Bart hitting right now, too? If you have it up in front of you. It's definitely better.
It is better.
Way better.
It is definitely better.
Yeah.
I would have Bart be the guy, and then I'd get Grandal up here.
Mm-hmm.
And I would send Henry down because if he's working on stuff at the big league level and he's hitting 180, he's not helping you. Austin Hedges was a better player than this version of Henry Davis because wow. Austin Hedges would at least play defense.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that Henry has had his praises sung by everyone about his defense. He's handling the staff. He's done a pretty good job back there. He still hasn't been good,
mm-hmm.
and he can't hit. And you can't have a 1-1 guy struggle like this for a prolonged amount of time without me having some fears that he could turn into a bust. So get him down there. Let him figure out his swing. The second he starts raking down there and he's figured out, because he's trying to pull everything they talked about on the broadcast.
Wainer talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, Wainer talked about it with us. The second he figures that out, you give him a week or so, bring him back up. Like, it doesn't need to be a prolonged stay, but he can't figure it out at the big league level right now because this season is also about winning baseball games for the first time in a while. By the way, draft coverage tonight, me, Doran, Doug Whaley, Donnie Football, Jim Haslett, Paul Zeiss, 6 o'clock until the end of round one. Brought to you by Spitzer Acura and New Flow Men's Health. If you have Pirates thoughts, you can text us, 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. But it's a Steelers-heavy day, and we turn the page next. Steelers created some cap room yesterday, Doran, and I don't think that's just a coincidence. What are they planning? We'll get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I guess we're back. What is going on here? Callis is AWOL. The traffic bed's running. He doesn't play the traffic report. I go in there to play the traffic report. Now the commercial break ends. There's no Callis in sight. There's
That's the
no
second
music.
Time he did it, too.
Second time today he did it. Wasn't he out during the first segment? I looked back there to see where he is. I hope he's feeling okay.
He's coming back right now.
What is going on? I thought we fixed this problem. I thought we emodiumized him.
Emodiumized him.
I thought we took care of this. Why? He's coming in now. We're going to talk about the draft and all kind of tentacles coming off the draft in 1 second here. Callis, what the hell is going on here? You missed a traffic report. There's no music. You don't tell us where you're going. Are you okay?
You probably don't want to know.
What happened?
You don't want to know.
Something bad happened?
Yeah.
Something different happened?
Yeah.
It wasn't poo-poo?
No.
All right, talk to us during the break.
Hmm.
I don't want to pry, and now I'm concerned for your well-being.
Yes.
And I'm sorry that I brought it up to the attention of the entire listening audience. Unless he did just poo and he's lying to us.
No, it was you don't want to know.
Okay.
Oh.
Texter, 412-928-9370. Can we talk about something other than the draft? I'm so over it. No.
The first round of the draft is today. The Steelers have the 20th pick. They could trade up. They could trade back. They can get a generational talent. They could trade for a player. They can do all kinds. This is probably the biggest day that will have in a long time until the Steelers probably play a game, unless the Pirates are.
I mean,
what do you mean?
The only way that we would spend more than 15 minutes on anything else today is if Paul Skeens had made his major league debut last night.
Or if he gets called up like right now.
Yeah. That's the only way.
Yeah.
It's draft day! So, apologies, random texter. We are going to be talking about the NFL draft all day, and we're also going to break it down tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll mix in a little bit of callous bowel movement talk. Here's the Fan Morning Show Twitter poll. @_AdamCrowley, brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement, trustpj.com. Who do you want to see the Steelers draft 20th overall? We'll give you some names coming up a little bit later on, but it's what they did now with their cap that is the big story. They have restructured Alex Highsmith's contract, saved $7 million. They now have roughly $18 million in cap space. This is something that was always going to happen. But that it's happening now tells you there's absolutely another shoe to drop.
Yes.
And most smart people, Doran, are saying that they could be clearing out space for Brandon Ayuk, or they could be clearing out space for Cortland Sutton. I'd be okay with either option. It would depend on the price for both guys, but I have a hard time believing that this is just a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. I thought that they had a decent amount of cap space before they made this restructuring, and what they had 12, so now they have like 18 and some change with Highsmith. I think we could all agree it's for a receiver. Like, there's no other position. Maybe corner. Maybe a corner out there. I don't know. It's going to be a trade and sign type deal that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Probably I'm going to go.
It'll happen by tonight at midnight.
I'm going to go before the draft. Before the draft starts.
I feel like if it's Ayuk, that it would have to be before the draft. Because I think if you're getting him, you're also having conversations about a contract extension. Maybe I'm wrong in that. Maybe you just procure the player. I think if it's going to be Courtin Sutton, it's more likely that it would happen during the draft.
Yes.
And I saw somebody throw it out there yesterday. Would you give up a third-round pick for Courtin Sutton? Man, I think that's too rich. I think Courtin Sutton's a good player. He had 10 touchdowns last year. I heard a Denver radio host talk about the relationship that Courtin Sutton has with Russell Wilson being a strong one, and they kind of have that mental meld. Russell Wilson's not a guy that plays within structure. Russell Wilson's a guy that thrives outside of structure, just like Ben Roethlisberger did. Not that neither guy can play within the structure, but you get what I'm saying here. So having a guy come in that he's familiar with, I think, would be a valuable commodity.
Yes.
That being said, he's going to cost you $18 million, and I don't think he's a special player the way that Brandon Ayuk is. And I think you can get a non-special productive wide receiver with a day two pick.
Yes.
So you agree that a third round pick would be too rich for him?
Yes. Yes, a little bit lower.
Fourth would be fine?
Yes.
A next year's third could be in play for me, though I don't love it. Like, I don't think the cost would be all that much for Courtin Sutton here. I really don't.
I think that whatever you do, if you do make a trade of draft picks, I think that you, if I'm the Steelers, I'm in win now mode, man. Like any trade in any draft, assets that I have, it's going to be next year's draft and we'll figure it out next year. Like I am not trading away. I need my draft picks this year. If I want somebody and say it's a corner, say it is a wide receiver, say it's both. I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do, but I am giving away my future assets than my current ones because you put in too much work right now for this draft and too many plans. And, Doug breaks it down very well whenever he's with us. How the scouts have a plan, then, you got to bring that plan to the GM, and then the GM has to bring it to, ownership. GM has to bring it to the head coach, and everybody has to get on the same page. And everybody has their own type of plan. Like, Andy Weidel's plan might be different than Omar Khan's, than different than Mike Tomlin's, but they all have to agree on one plan at the end of the day. That's a lot of preparation, a lot of work. And I know that they have their eye set on a few guys in this draft that they really, really like.
First round, second round, third round. Yes. There are guys they like everywhere.
Yes. So I feel like the preparation, if you do give up a third round pick in this year's draft, I feel like that can mess up the preparation that you put in for this draft. So I would give away next year.
Well, plus you want to win now.
Yes. And that should be the focus.
And I want to get into that like more full form coming up next because Caboli wrote something to that effect yesterday. Like when you bring in Russell Wilson, when you bring in Justin Fields, when you bring in Patrick Queen, when you haven't won a playoff game in 7 years, that it's going to change some things and it's going to change the way you operate. So what are they looking at in terms of winning now as it relates to this draft? And is this a philosophy that we buy into? We'll get into that coming up next. Also, a big-time Steelers insider says the Steelers look at a certain player who could be available 20th overall as a generational talent. We'll tell you who that is and whether or not we agree coming up.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We're answering the call. 93.7 The Fan will host the Fan 5-Alarm Marathon to benefit local volunteer fire departments. We'll broadcast live for over 26 hours as we raise funds to help these volunteers who serve and sacrifice for us. Go to 93.7thefan.com for details on the event and to register your local VFD. The Fan 5-Alarm Marathon is presented by Allegiant Community Federal Credit Union and brought to you by 1-800-BOARD-UP and Hampton Beer Outlet. Before we do get into the Steelers' philosophy for this year NFL draft in 2024, Doran, I was thinking about something that might be cool for this marathon. And it stems from an idea that you had, but I think it'd be really cool if you got the me and the ponies and the Starkeys and all the hosts of the world out of here, all the radio dudes, and put all you athletes in a room together for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put you, like, no moderator, you know, you, TK, Whaley, Wayner, Walker, none of us,
mm-hmm.
but all of you.
Yeah.
I think that'd be sick.
Yeah, I could run that.
Damn right.
I could run that.
I was trying to not imply there that you weren't a radio host or anything, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, but like,
the non-athletes. Right. Get the non-athletes out, put the athletes in.
Right. And then, you know, for the structure of it, yeah, I could definitely facilitate that. I think that'd be fun. You know, just listening to TK whenever he was on with us for the first time, I think, as he's been a part of the station, he came into the studio, he did an hour. That was the first time, what was it, last week, 2 weeks ago?
Nah.
What was that, 2 weeks ago?
Time is a flat circle. It's all running together.
Well, last week or 2 weeks ago, it was a great hour. And I was like, you know what? You know, the way that he elaborated on things, and he's so, you know, you can relate to him so well just with, you know, things outside of hockey. I would love to get TK in a room, Doug in a room, and say, you know, Neil Walker, Wayner in a room, and kind of cross-pollinate the sports and
damn
see.
Right.
And, you know, it's almost a teaching and educational segment, too. You know, it would be a little deal where you can just learn about hockey. Doug can learn a little bit about hockey. TK can learn a little bit about football. You can learn a little about baseball and just kind of compare and tell your stories. I think it would be fantastic. I would love to hear that.
Yeah, absolutely. People always want to know what makes you guys tick, and you are just regular guys. Like, that's what I found out about you. You're just, okay, professional athlete, just a regular guy. TK, just a regular guy. Yeah. Stanley Cup champion. I think people would love that. So this is me on the air pitching it to the powers that be. I think that'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Callis was late for the last segment. He told us why during the break, and I'm not going to reveal that on the air. That wouldn't be kind to Nicholas Harry Callis. He asked me to hold those cards close to my chest here. But someone texted in. I bet someone caught him smoking in the bathroom. Here's what I want at 412-928-9370. Guess where Callis was? Wrong answers only. 412-928-9370. A big-time Steelers insider says the team views a certain player who could be available at 20 as a generational player. We'll tell you which insider said that, and we'll talk about that coming up next. But right now, the philosophy of the Steelers. Now, I was surprised to read that Caboli yesterday said, they're about winning now. They got to win now. This draft's about winning now. When he was the guy that was like, nah, give Kenny another year and bring Mason back. I mean, I guess his circumstances changed, right. So too should opinion. Okay, I agree. I'd like to see them win a damn playoff game. And then you kind of grow and branch off from there. Like, this has to be the season where they win in a way that they haven't won in a long time. And so the way I look at it, let's say they stay put at 20. And winning now means you might do a lot of other things like move up, move down, trade for Ayuk, trade for Courtland Sutton. But let's just say they stay at 20. If it's about winning now, you draft a player that plays right away, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But you were making faces over there. You're shaking your head. What are you thinking?
Well, I mean, it's very simple. So whenever it's about winning now, what's winning now mean? Like, what is winning now? Is it winning? Is it having a successful season? Is it winning a playoff game? Is it winning two playoff games? Is it winning an AFC championship game? Is it a Super Bowl appearance? Is it winning a Super Bowl? I would like to know what the actual win now mode means. I don't know. I don't know what they think that means. Win now can mean so many different things. What is successful in their eyes? It was, we knew what it was before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are not in that building, but we have lived here in Pittsburgh and we know the Pittsburgh Steelers. We know how they've operated for a long time underneath the Rooney name. I know what it was before. I don't know what the standard, quote-unquote, is now. I don't know what win now means.
Bare minimum, you got to win a playoff game.
Is that enough? Is that what they mean was win now? Because I think that is selling it way too short. That should not be the goal, is winning a playoff game.
Well, okay, if your goal is winning a championship and you have Russell Wilson at $1.2 million and you've got Patrick Queen now on the books, and you've done things that show that you're serious about getting it done right now, and especially upgrading the biggest position, all right, then you do have to probably take a swing in this draft then. And if you are going to make a trade for an Ayuk, or you are going to make a trade for a Courtland Sutton, then what I would say about that is, if your goal is to win a championship and to do it now, if this year's about being that team and that dog, then yeah, you give up next year's assets to make things happen. And maybe you move up in the first round if you think there's a generational guy there.
Kyle, like, they will not, I don't even know. I mean, you can look as far as you want into the future, but they will not be in this situation for a long time. where they have the opportunities of surrounding this team with talent, with not having to pay for a lot of the talent, especially at quarterback. Your goal should be at least to an AFC championship game appearance. I'm going to put that on them. You have a quarterback who's $1.2 million, who has won a Super Bowl before. You have a backup quarterback who could be your future that you can give a bridge contract to that you just denied his fifth-year option that you traded for what did they trade? What was it?
Late-round pick.
You're never going to be in that situation ever again unless you draft a quarterback, and you're going to have to use a big asset to do that in the first round in the future. This is too good of a situation. You're not paying George Pickens. You're not paying Pratt Freiermuth yet. You're not paying Najee Harris yet. You're never going to be in a situation like this. It has to be win now.
It's draft day, and they have $18 million in cap space, your point.
It's never going to be like this. Not for maybe ever.
Mm-hmm.
This is too good of a situation, and you have $18 million to really enhance it. You could use that money for one person or maybe even two people. I don't know what they're going to do. But for me, whenever I hear win now, I ask, what does that mean? But I know what it means to me. That means win an AFC championship game and actually win for real, not win a playoff game with what you have in place right now.
There is a chance, and this sort of just hit me as we're kind of thinking out loud here, that this is not even just from a financial standpoint, but from an on-the-field standpoint, this is probably going to be the best it looks at quarterback for a while. The Kenny Pickett stuff didn't work. They've been terrible at the position for 2 years. Ben's final year, he had moments, but he wasn't very good. We know this to be true. They're not going to bottom out. They don't do that. Even if they suffer quarterback injuries this year, even if they get ravaged by injuries, they're going to go 9-8. They could go 8-9. Like, they're not going to bottom out, which, where does that put you for a quarterback next year if these guys don't work out? You'd be taking another mid-first round guy, which could look a lot like Kenny Pickett. It could look like a lot like Mac Jones, depending on how good the classes are, and next year's not supposed to be good. Russell Wilson, coming off the season he had last year where he threw 20 touchdowns and one pick in the red zone, with hopefully a newly stocked offensive line, with what they've done now in free agency and through trades and such. Like, this could be as good as it gets, man. You're right. At the quarterback position, and so you've got to try to take advantage of that. But it's also this. He's not so good, Russell Wilson, and if it were Justin Fields, he's not proven enough for you to say they can also carry us. So it might be the best position, the best situation you're in from a talent perspective at quarterback that you're going to be in for a while, but it's not so good that they're going to mask all your ills.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to get guys that can plug and play to win now, and you're going to have to make a deal for a wide receiver. 412-928-9370. Good discussion. Coming up next, a Steelers insider says the team views a certain player as a generational guy, and that player could be available at 20. Who's the guy? Do we agree? It's a big story from Jerry. I gave the insider. Dang it! That's next. Fan Morning Show. Man, draft day is the best. Like, I'm always in the lead up to the draft thinking, but not wanting to say it on the air. Like, man, I hate this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, reading up, all these mock drafts. But then draft day comes, and we got the show tonight. Mike Golic Jr., big-time offensive line expert, big-time football expert, going to join us, by the way, coming up in 10 minutes. What draft night really is, man, is you're going to the bar in college, and you're looking to hook up, right? But you know you're going home with someone. That's what tonight is.
Yeah.
You know you're going home with someone. You know you're going to have a nice, new Pittsburgh Steeler whose jersey you can buy, who, if only for tonight, you think is going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler and a Hall of Famer for the next 15 years. Hope springs eternal. It's like opening day, but really, it's like going to Jack's on the South Side. It's 3 a.m. You got your pick of the litter, obviously with consent, and you know you're going home with someone.
Mm.
I love it.
But sometimes you wake up the next morning, too, so I don't know how.
Well, we'll do the show tomorrow, and maybe the beer goggles come off tomorrow morning, and you roll over and you go, what did we actually wind up doing here?
Yeah, that was kind of the case. I mean, if you're me, like, I was like the last guy in the bar, and I was they're like, all right, I guess we'll have to go home with you. Like, I'm horny, so, like, all right, come on. Hey, that's what the Texans said to me. They're like, all right, yeah, we're still horny, and there's nobody here. You know, that guy in the corner is still smoking a cigarette. I don't want to go home with him. Like, I guess I'll take you. Come on, let's go. that was me. That was me.
There's a tight end joke in there somewhere.
Yeah.
50-minute mark on the fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. So really excited to talk to Mike Golic Jr. coming up in the next segment at 7 o'clock. Jerry Dulac in the Post-Gazette wrote that the Steelers, they think there's a generational player that could be there at 20 waiting for them. And that generational player, in the mind of people within the organization, is Duke interior lineman Graham Barton. I'm a little stunned. I'm not surprised that they like him. That's the intel we've been getting. They like Graham Barton. He's a 6'5 center. He's, what, 317. He's got quick feet. He's a people mover. He may well be a very good player. Generational?
I just don't understand how they can get that and correlate with that with him playing center if he hasn't played center since his freshman year. Like, was there a team out there that during the process of, you know, during the draft process was like, hey, let me see you snap the ball. And then everybody caught wind, like, oh, man, like, he could actually be a center instead of a tackle. Like,
The tape from his freshman year must have been just that far and away good.
Would you really go off of that, though?
Well, here's
your team?
Here's my legitimate concern, for real, is, okay, it's about winning now, as Caboli wrote, as we've just talked about. You don't get Russell Wilson to say, oh, well, we're worried about the future. No. So can he go from not playing center since his freshman year at Duke to walking in day one and being a starter at the NFL level at center? That seems like it'd be pretty hard to me, Doran. Now, it shouldn't preclude you from taking a guy. If you really believe he's generational, then you take him regardless of whether or not he plays day one. You just do, if you believe that strongly in the guy. But I'd like to see my center come in day one, because if not, it's Herbig.
Right.
And you ain't winning with that.
I don't know where the generational comes from. Him not playing center for 3 years. Now, I know that one thing, that he's very smart. I mean, every Duke player and everybody that goes to Duke, you got to be, you know, pretty smart. Yeah. So,
like our good friend Jay Billis.
Yes. Like, you got to have, I would love to know and love to talk to a scout of why the transition to center, and now why is he generational talent whenever he hasn't played center in 3 years? I just don't understand.
I think we lead our guy.
Yeah.
Your guy, your friend Mike Golic Jr. off with that coming up next. And we wanted to have an offensive line expert on today because we know that there's a high likelihood that their first pick is going to be an offensive lineman. It could be J.C. Latham. It could be a number of different guys. Mims. It could be Barton. It sounds like if he's there, it's going to be Barton, according to the Dulac report. So we'll talk to Mike Golic Jr. about all these guys coming up next. We've already booked Trey Essex for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Because, again, we feel like there's a pretty good chance, if not an 100% chance, that they're going to take an offensive lineman with their first pick tonight. Mike Golic Jr. joins us when we come back on that fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Right now, fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here. So are the deals at Sun Chevrolet. SunChevy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.